愿大家平安。
Peace be with you.
啊，今天晚上跟大家来查考地上加力。
This evening, the topic I'd like to share with you is strength upon strength.
啊，上个礼拜我们查考恩上加恩。
Last week we studied grace from grace upon grace.
我们现在来看诗篇的八十四篇。
Please turn to Psalm 84.
诗篇的八十四篇。
Psalm 84.
第七节
Verse 7
诗篇八十四篇的第七节
Psalm 84 verse 7
他们行走地上加力个人到西安来朝见神
They go from strength to strength Each one appears before God in Zion
这里讲这个他们可以指的神的选民到西安来朝见神
The people of God came to Mount Zion to see God.
这是我们信主的人一个非常大的福分，能够来朝见神。
It is a wonderful blessing for believers to be able to come before God's presence.
在诗篇八十四篇里面，在提到这个作诗的人对神的渴慕。
Psalm 84 describes the psalmist yearning for God.
我们看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
我羡慕可想神的愿语，我的心肠，我的肉体向永生的神呼吁。
My soul longs, yes, even faints for the course of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
这个第二节说，我的心肠跟肉体都向永生的神在呼吁。
His heart and his flesh cried out for the living God.
肉体代表就是外在的那心肠是我们里面的是内在的。
The flesh means the physical, and the heart means the inner being.
所以我的心肠，我的肉体向神呼吁代表我们整个人都是在渴慕神。
For my heart and my flesh cry out means that our entire being yearns for God.
诗篇的七十三篇里面也有这样提到，我们看七十三篇。
Please read Psalm 73.
二十五节哈。
Verse 25.
除了你以外在天上我有谁呢？除了你以外，在地上我也没有所爱的。这个作诗的人在提到从天上到地上他所爱的只有一个就是神
The psalmist desires no other in heaven or on earth except God
在天上当然指着灵界的
Heaven refers to the spiritual realm
在灵界里面虽然天使是很荣耀的但是天使是神造的最荣耀是天上的神
In the spiritual realm, even though there are angels who are glorious, yet they cannot compare with God.
所以在灵界里面真的能够满足我们真的能够让我们喜乐平安的天上的神。
So in the spiritual realm, only God, the God in heaven, can give us true satisfaction.
那除了你在地上，我也没有所爱慕的。
And besides, and on earth, there is none besides you that I desire.
在这个物质界里面我们活得越久，我们越有感觉到只有神是最值得渴慕的。
In this material world, the longer we live in it, the more we realize that only God is truly desirable.
因为只有神能够真正的满足我们的心。
Only God can give us true satisfaction.
那看二十八节
Verse 28.
但我亲近神与我有益，我以主神为我避难所，好叫我诉说一切的作为。
It is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all your works.
所以这里在提到，既然神是我们的福分，我们的力量，那我们要来到神的面前来亲近他。
Since God is our portion and our strength, we ought to come before Him to draw close to Him.
所以诗篇八十四篇说，我们可想我的心肠，我的肉体向永生的神呼吁。
Therefore, in Psalm 84, the psalmist's heart and his flesh cry out to God.
然后第二节说，我可想神的愿语。
And his heart, his soul longs for the court of the Lord.
那神的院里，当然这有神的殿在那个地方。
And that is where the temple of God is.
那今天神的殿就是教会。
Today, the temple of God is the church.
所以第二节里面在提到神的教会，也提到神本身。
Therefore, verse 2 speaks of the church of God as well as God himself.
那这两个没有办法分开。
And you cannot really separate the two.
因为教会就是基督的身体。
For the church is the body of Christ.
基督就是教会的头。
And Christ is the head of the church.
基督已经在天上。升到天上去，但是他的教会在这个地上。
Even though Christ is already in heaven, his church is on earth.
一个人渴慕神，应该会渴慕教会。
A person who yearns for God will yearn to be at the church.
一个人想要亲近神，应该要来亲近教会。
A person who wants to draw close to God will draw close to the church.
因为教会是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
The fullness of him who fills all in all.
那主耶稣也提到这个殿虽然被拆毁了，他三天还要再建起来。
And the Lord Jesus Christ said that even though the temple will be torn down, He will build it up in 3 days.
原来那个殿就是指着教会。
And that temple is the church.
基督的身体就是教会。
The body of Christ is the church.
有神的使者上上下下。
And that is the ladder upon which the angels of God will descend and ascend.
所以今天我们能够真的敬拜神、亲近到神，是因为我们在他的身体里面，我们来到他的教会里面。
Today, the way to come to God's presence is to come to His body, the church.
那如果我们找到不同的教会我们就很难真的进到神里面。
And if we do not go to the true church, we cannot truly enter into God.
所以我们在看，虽然很多人在拜神。
Even though many people worship God,
但是真的对神有很直接、很有力量的体验，是在他的身体里面、他的教会里面。
Only a true experience of God and true strength can be found in God's true church.
所以这个作诗的人，他渴慕神，但是他也渴慕神的院宇。
The psalmist yearned for God and the courts of God.
我们差不多很难看到在教会里面很渴慕神的人，但是不想来教会。
We cannot find anyone who yearns for God but does not want to go to church.
很渴慕神的人都会尽量找机会来教会。
Anyone who yearns for God will try his very best to be close to church.
因为当我们奉主的名一起聚集，神就在我们当中。
Because when we gather in the name of Jesus, God is among us.
所以我们就会感觉到神的同在。
And we can feel his presence.
那第三节到第四节在提到燕子。
Verses 3 and 4 describe the sparrow or the swallow.
说万军的主我的神在祭坛那里麻雀为自己找着房屋燕子为自己找着抱雏之窝。
Even the sparrow has found a home in the swallow, a nest for herself where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
因为在第十节里面说在你的院里住一日甚至在别处住千日。
Verse 10 reads, For a day in your courts is better than a thousand.
真的能够在神的殿里面住这是胜住在任何一个地方。
To be able to live in God's courts is far better than to live anywhere else.
但是我们知道一个人要来到教会甚至说要住在教会这个有很多的困难。
For a person to be at church and even to dwell in the church, may pose many difficulties.
比方说上个礼拜六我们有三四十个在这个参加社青灵会。
For example, last weekend, about 30 to 40 young adults came for the convocation.
但是到礼拜六晚上有的人就回去了。
But by Saturday evening, many left.
因为他有很多的困难。
Because it was quite a challenge to be at church.
所以有的是家庭的残累，有的是自己的事情，有的是身体，很多不同的困难。
It could be because of their families or physical conditions, etc.
所以人要来到教会这个是好的，但是有很多困难。
Well, it's wonderful to be a church. It may be a challenge for many.
但是第三节在提到麻雀。
Verse 3 speaks of the sparrow,
燕子
and the swallow.
麻雀跟燕子虽然是很小的动物
，Even though sparrows and swallows are small animals，
它的价值跟人是不能相比的。
and their values are far less than that of a human being.
但是他竟然能够在祭坛那里，在殿里那里来筑造建筑自己的房屋。
Yet, in the courts of God, they have found a home for themselves.
所以他们可以很自由的就飞到神的殿就住在那里。
So they could easily live in the temple of God.
这是没有阻碍的。
And they can go back and forth freely.
但是比起我们人来，我们要到神的殿来，这很多困难你要去克服。
But compared to us, we have to work through many the obstacles in order to come to church.
所以我们如果能够像麻雀这样燕子这样很自由的要到神的殿就到神的殿毫无阻碍，那是何等大的福气！
What a blessing it would be to be to fly to God's temple freely like the sparrows and the swallow.
那怎么办呢？让我们能够常常来神的殿来朝见神。
What can we do to constantly come to God's temple to see Him?
这第七节。
Verse 7.
Verse
7. They go from strength to strength, each one appears before God in Zion.
可见一个人到神的殿来，要需要力上加力。
In order to reach God's temple, we need to go from strength to strength.
那这样才能够朝见神。
Only then can we appear before God.
那这个力上加力，当然也有很多的解释。
Going from strength to strength can be interpreted in many ways.
我们可以把它解释说，一个力是指着体力，另外一个力是指着灵力。
Of course, we can interpret one strength as a physical strength and the other as a spiritual strength.
我们一个人要到教会里面来，不但要有体力，也要有灵力。
To come to church, we not only need physical strength, we also need spiritual strength.
有的人虽然体力很好。
Some people have a good physical strength.
但是你在教会很少看到了。But
they don't usually come to church.
住也不是很远。Even
though they don't live far away.
在美国半个钟头这不算远。In
the United States, half an hour's drive is nothing.
但是在教会很少看到。But
they don't come to church.
那主要是他的灵力不够。This
is because they lack spiritual strength.
所以有很多世俗的障碍，世俗的缠累，他没有办法拨开。
They are not able to remove the worldly entanglement.
那这个心有很多的缠累，你拨不开，我们就来不到神的殿里面去。
Because their hearts are choked with many kinds of cares, they are not able to come to church.
所以来到教会不但要有体力，你还有灵力。
So to come to church, not only do we need physical strength, we need spiritual strength.
比方说安息日，这是一个神要赐福的日子。
For example, the Sabbath day is a blessed day of God.
这是要神要我们休息的日子。
It is a day God wants us to rest.
神要让我们休息, 而且神要赐福给我们。
God wants us to rest on this day, and He will bless us on this day.
世界上怎么找得到这样的道理呢?
Where can you find such a blessing in this world?
好像你在公司里面，你休息还要再 加薪给你。
It is as if in your company, your boss pays you double and asks you to rest.
这个差不多没有这样的公司啊。
There's no such company in the world.
但是神应许我们休息还有赐福给我们。
But God promises that He will bless us when we rest.
但是大家也知道。
We may know this.
但是我们常常发现有一些人就没有办法来。
But some of us simply cannot make it to the church.
这个就是他的灵力不够。
This is because they lack spiritual strength.
所以有很多的障碍没有办法克服。
They are not able to overcome the many hurdles.
那另外一个就是有的人虽然灵力够，但是体力不够，也没有办法来教会。
Now, if a person only has spiritual strength but lacks physical strength, he also cannot come to church.
有的信心很好，但是他来一个早上他就没有办法继续。
Some may have good faith, yet they cannot last for over one morning session.
所以下午就要回去了。
So they have to return home in the afternoon.
那有的人虽然想来教会，连教会来不了。
Some people want to come to church and cannot even make it.
因为他没有体力。
Because they do not have the physical strength.
特别像特别的聚会灵恩会。
Especially during the convocations.
从早到晚。
From morning till evening,
这不但要灵力, 这也要体力。
It requires not only spiritual strength, but also physical strength.
所以我们要到神的殿来亲近神, 我们需要有体力, 也需要有灵力。
So to come to God's temple, to draw close to God, we need both physical and spiritual strength.
那我们做圣工也是一样, 不但要灵力, 还是要有体力。
Also, in church work, we need physical and spiritual strength.
所以我们看我们年纪大了之后，我们在教会里面做的圣工那个啊内容会不一样。
So as we grow older, the kind of work we can do in church changes.
比方说我们看在中部区的这个传道人。
Just look at the ministers in the central region.
你从达拉斯要开车到芝加哥上去。
If you drive from Dallas up to Chicago,
这个里面差不多有十州里面分布有一些信徒。
You can visit members in 10 states.
那很分布的很广阔。
And they are so far apart from each other.
那单单要开车是这样一点一点一点去访问，然后再开回来，这个没有体力做不到。
Just to drive, visit all the members and come back to Dallas, cannot be possibly done without physical strength.
灵力很好，但是你没有体力，你没有办法做那个工作。
You may have the spiritual strength, good faith, but without physical strength, you cannot possibly do it.
比方说，我们到非洲去做工。
When we go to Africa,
因为每一次差不多三十天。
And each visit is usually 30 days.
时间很宝贵。
The time is very precious.
从下飞机开始做工。
As soon as you get off the airplane, you have to start working.
也没有时间去调整时差。
There's no time for you to adjust to the jet lag.
就在车上睡觉。
And you just fall asleep in the car.
一直到上飞机才结束，连一天也没有休息。
And until the time you get back on the plane, you do not get a day of rest.
除了晚上睡觉之外，也没有休息。
Except for resting, sleeping at night, you don't really get any rest.
三十岁的时候，这个工作没有问题。
When you're 30 years old, this work is okay.
四十岁还可以。
When you're 40, maybe it's still doable.
到五十岁。
When you're 50.
到非洲就有一点困难了。
Going to Africa becomes a challenge.
到六十岁大概就退下来了。
When you're 60, it's time for you to retire from that work.
有那个灵力你也去不了，体力不够。
Even if you have the spiritual strength, your physical strength will not allow you.
所以我们要来朝见神，要来敬拜神，要有，不但要有灵力，还要体力。
So to come to God, to see Him, to appear before Him, we need both physical and spiritual strength.
甚至我们要祷告。
And we need to pray.
也需要有体力，也需要有灵力。
In order to pray, we also need physical and spiritual strength.
有的人身体很好。
Some people have good physical strength.
跪不久。
They're not able to kneel for long.
不要几分钟就起来上厕所喝喝水。
After a few minutes, they get up to drink something or to go to the restroom.
但是你如果看电视的话，一个钟头都不会动。
But when they in front of the TV, they can sit for over an hour.
那个就是灵力不够。
That's because they don't have the spiritual strength.
那灵力不够就很辛苦了。
And because of that, they find it very difficult to kneel in prayer.
但是有的人是灵性很好。
Some people have very good spiritual, good faith.
没有办法跪久。
But they are not able to kneel very long.
所以他祷告也不是很长。
So their prayer cannot be very long either.
所以我们要在来甚至在教会里面祷告来亲近神也需要有体力，也需要有灵力。
So when we pray, it also requires physical and spiritual strength.
因此我们要亲近神，要服侍神身体要保养当然灵性也要追求。
So to come close to God, to draw close to God, we need to maintain a good health as well as grow in our spirituality.
人过了差不多四十五十以后就开始觉得说真的身体需要保养。
After you reach 40 or 50 years old, you will all the more realize the importance of maintaining good health.
要运动，要休息，要营养。
The necessity to exercise, to rest, and to have a good diet.
我们人要尽我们最大的可能做，然后仰望神的恩典，保守我们健康。
We need to do our best while looking to God's mercy to keep our health.
所以神也希望我们每一个人身体健康。
And it is also God's wish that we maintain a good health.
因为神的意念是平安的，不是降灾祸的。
Because God's thoughts are for us are those of peace and not of calamity.
那另外更重要就是灵力。
And the more important kind of strength is spiritual strength.
怎么让我们有体力，还有加上灵力，能够来朝见神，来服侍神呢？
How can we have spiritual strength on top of physical strength to come close to God?
这个常常是我们要思想一个问题。
That is a question we must always ask ourselves.
好，我们现在看以赛亚书的三十章。
Please read Isaiah chapter 30.
啊，以赛亚书的三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
十五节。
Verse 15.
以赛亚三十章十五节。
Isaiah 30 verse 15.
主以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息。你们得力在乎平静安稳，啊，你们静止不肯，啊，我们再看十六节
，16，
你们却说不然，我们要骑马奔走，所以你们必然奔走；又说我们要飞快的牲口，所以追赶你们的也必飞快。十七节
，17，
一人斥喝必令千人逃跑，五人斥喝你们都必逃跑，以及剩下的好像山顶的旗杆，啊，杆上的大旗。这里说得力在乎平静安稳。
In return and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
当时以色列百姓遇到外族来围攻他们。
The Israelites were surrounded by the foreign enemies.
那神借着先知告诉他们。
And God spoke to them through His prophets.
你们要安静。
Be quiet.
安静来亲近神。
Come close to God in quietness.
回归向神。
Return to God.
那这样啊，你们才有力量来面对这个外族的攻击。
Then you will have the strength to resist the battle.
但是以色列百姓啊，很忙啊，一直到埃及要求帮助。
But the Israelites were so busy seeking help from Egypt.
但是我们后来发现，我们到后面的圣经里面发现，其实他们很软弱。
But as we continue to read the scriptures, we realize how weak they have become.
以后外族一攻，他们就倒了。
When the enemies attacked them, they fell completely.
我们今天属灵的力量在乎平静安稳的心。
Today, the key to receiving spiritual strength is having a quiet, confident heart.
有时候我们人太忙哦，心静不下来就没有力量。
Sometimes we are so busy that we cannot quiet ourselves.And that's when we lack strength.
心静不下来就会浮躁。
When your heart is not quiet, you will become impulsive.
所以摩西自己也讲说，神不给他神不给他进迦南地。
Moses spoke about how God would not allow him to enter the land of Canaan.
是因为他讲错了话。
Because he spoke too hastily.
因为他浮躁。
Because he became impulsive.
静不下来，所以讲了浮躁的话。
He did not let his heart quiet down, so he spoke too hastily.
因此在这个忙碌的生活里面，我们需要学习有一段安静的时间。
So in this busy world, we need to learn to find a quiet time.
主耶稣白天跟大家在一起，晚上他就退到山上安静。
The Lord Jesus mingled with the crowd in the daytime, but at night, he would withdraw himself to be alone.
所以我们每一天要有一段安静的时间。
So we need a quiet time each day.
这样啊，把世俗都平开来。
And put aside all the secular matters.
默想神。
And meditate upon God.
跟神交通。
And communicate with God.
这个就是我们力量的来源。
This is the source of our strength.
那我们如果 schedule 排得满满的。
If our schedule is always full.
除了睡觉之外，就没有一个安静的时间。
If we don't have any quiet time besides the time we sleep.
这样我们力量就会失去。
Then we will lose strength.
因为得力在乎平静安稳。
Because in quietness and confidence shall be our strength.
所以每一天呢要有平静的时间。
So we need a quiet time each day.
还有我们的这个平静的心呢，当然就是从这个欲望减少来的。
And quietness also means minimizing our desires.
我们欲望太多，心静不下来。
When we have too much desire, we cannot quiet ourselves.
你要这个，也要那个，也要那个，你心静不下来。
When you want everything, you cannot quiet yourself.
你一受试探，我们心就动了。
And when you're tempted, you are immediately drawn away.
但是如果我们欲望减少
，But if we reduce our desires,
有衣有食就知足。
If we're content with having clothes and food,
我们就不容易被引诱。
Then we will not be so easily tempted.
所以在这个时代，要让我们心平静下来，要把欲望减低。
Therefore, in order to quiet ourselves in this world, we need to reduce our desires.
那这样我们就会心里面的力量会加强。
That will help us increase our inner strength.
但是我们心里面力量加强最重要的方法还是从圣灵来的。
But the most important source of inner strength is from the Holy Spirit.
我们看路加福音二十四章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 24.
Luke 24, verse 49.
Luke 24, verse 49.
从48节开始。
Verse 48.
你们就是这些事的见证，四十九节。
49.
我要将我父所应许的降临在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。这里主耶稣吩咐门徒要为这些事做见证。
The Lord Jesus bid the disciples to be witnesses.
就是为着主耶稣降世为人所成就的救恩来做见证。
Witnesses.Of Jesus coming in the flesh to be the Savior of the world.
但是这个见证要让人领受必须要有能力。
But in order for the message to be received, they needed power.
所以马太福音马可福音第一章讲主耶稣出来传道的第一个现象就是有权柄。
According to Mark, in the beginning of the gospel, when Jesus began to preach,His first sign was that he was full of power.
那这个权柄就是一种能力。
And this power, or this authority, was a form of power.
因为主耶稣禁食四十昼夜被圣灵充满。
Jesus fasted for 40 days and was full of the Holy Spirit.
那因为他有权柄，所以他讲的道可以砸到人的心。
Because he carried authority, his words can pierce people's hearts.
能够改变人的心。
His words could change people,
能够叫人悔改
make people repent.
那第二个，他的能力的显现就是能够赶鬼。
And the second manifestation of his power was he was able to cast out demons.
主耶稣一吩咐，那患鬼就在地上打滚，鬼就出去了。
At the Lord Jesus' words, the demon possessed would convulse on the ground.
那第三个能力的表现就是医病。
And the third manifestation of his power was healing.
神迹奇事的显明。
The manifestation of signs and wonders.
那主的门徒接受主耶稣的吩咐。
The disciples received the Lord's commission.
说我要将我父所应许的降临在你身上。
And the Lord said to them, I will send the promise of my Father upon you.
就是圣灵的浇灌。
Which is the pouring out of the Holy Spirit.
然后你们就要领受上头来的能力。
And you areyou will be endued with power from on high.
这个上头来的能力就是属灵的能力。
This power from on high is the spiritual strength.
就是从神来的。
It is the strength from God.
所以力上加力，这个属灵的力量是从圣灵的浇灌来的。
Therefore, the spiritual strength comes from the pouring out of the Holy Spirit.
因此照使徒行传第一章，我们看第一章。
Let's read Acts chapter 1.
第一章的第八节
Chapter 1 verse 8
主耶稣再次告诉他们圣灵降临在你们身上你们就必得到能力
Jesus said again to them You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you
并且在耶路撒冷犹大全地撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证
And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth
做见证就是传福音
To be witnesses means to preach the gospel.
但是在这个之前，主耶稣说：“你们要圣灵要得着能力，圣灵降临，你们要得着能力。”
But before this, Jesus said that they must receive the Holy Spirit, which will give them strength.
所以我们看后来门徒就到耶路撒冷去祷告。
And the disciples gathered in Jerusalem to pray.
从第二章的第一节，圣灵就浇灌下来。
Chapter 2, verse 1, the Holy Spirit poured out, was poured out upon them.
他们就被圣灵充满。
They were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
就充满着神的能力。
And they were filled with God's power.
所以从第二章开始，彼得讲道，三千个人觉得扎心。
That's why in chapter 2, after Peter spoke, 3,000 people were pierced to the heart.
就在三十七节。
Verse 37.
那这个扎心就是这种能力的表现。
And this piercing of the heart is a manifestation of power.
因为圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
For the sword of the Spirit is the word of God.
这个神的话有能力，是因为有圣灵的运行跟同在。
God's word is powerful because of the movement of the Holy Spirit.
所以会砸到人的心。
That's why it's able to pierce people's hearts.
因此，三千个人问彼得：“我们应该怎么做？”
consequently, 3,000 people asked Peter, what shall we do?
Peter 说你们要悔改。
Peter said to repent.
结果这个三千个人真的就承认自己只有悔改来受洗。
And truly, they confessed their sins and received baptism.
哦，这个就是上头的能力。
This is the power from above.
哦，所以今天我们要来到神面前。
Today, we must come before God.
哦，要力上加力。
And we need to go from strength to strength.
啊，需要有肉体的力量，但是更重要要有灵里面的力量。
And we need physical strength, and more importantly, spiritual strength.
那灵的力量是从神来的。
And the spiritual strength comes from God.
是接着祷告来的。
It comes through prayer.
啊，甚至禁食祷告能够产生更大的功效。
And fasting and prayer can give us even greater strength.
我们看马太十七章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 17.
马太福音十七章
Matthew chapter 17
十九节
Verse 19
门徒暗暗地到耶稣的跟前说我们为什么不能赶出那鬼呢门徒问耶稣啊，我们为什么不能够把鬼赶出去呢
The disciples wonder why they weren't able to cast out the demon
啊，我们看主耶稣最后怎么回答
Yeah, What was Jesus' response
二十一节
Verse 21
至于这一类鬼若不禁食祷告他就不出来
This kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting.
哦，当然，他中间也提到信心小。
Of course, another factor was that their faith was small.
人禁食祷告，信心充足啊，祷告有力量啊，鬼就能够赶出去。
A person who fasts and prayer will be praised and will be filled with faith and will be able to cast out the demon.
所以禁食祷告的力量非常大。
Therefore, the power that comes from fasting and prayer is great.
我记得有一个教会啊，有一段时间呢，他们联会之前都鼓励教会的负责人啊，或者有新的信徒啊，一个礼拜啊，为教会禁食一餐，只有一餐。
In a local church, before the convocation, the church would encourage brothers and sisters to try to fast one meal a week for the church.
结果很多人这样做。
And many people do that.
那一段时间呢，那个教会里面好多慕道者。
During that time, that church had many truth seekers.
慕道者都有体验。
And they all received experience from God.
而且后来很多人受洗。
And many of them were baptized.
我们现在教会的灵恩布道会快到。
Our convocation is coming.
我们需要有体力，也需要有灵力。
We need physical and spiritual strength.
那灵力是借着祷告来的。
And spiritual strength comes from prayer.
甚至从禁食祷告来的。
Even fasting and prayer.
所以愿我们大家为着教会的圣工来祈求属灵的能力。
May all of us pray for spiritual strength for the sake of the church work.